Residents of Florida will soon be able to exercise a lot more leeway when it comes to defending themselves in their home and in public. A new law gives people the right to deadly force if they feel threatened. The National Rifle Association, which lobbied hard for the law, says it's a victory for law-abiding citizens, and the group plans to push for similar legislation in other states. Gun control advocates warn that the new law could turn Florida into the Wild West. From Miami, Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner reports.
Supporters of the new law have dubbed it the Stand Your Ground law, and that's exactly what it allows people to do, defend themselves without retreating first, Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
When you're in a position where you're being threatened, when there's a life-threatening situation, to have to retreat and put yourself in a very precarious position, you know, defies common sense.
The National Rifle Association was behind the new law. Literally, the group's former president, Marion Hammer, was standing over Governor Bush's shoulder when he signed the bill earlier this week. She says the new law means that no longer will people face the possibility of prosecution for using force, even deadly force, against an intruder who has entered their home.
You're supposed to try to figure out what's in a criminal's mind, or perhaps they want you to say, "Hang on, Mr. Criminal, are you here to rape and murder me, or are you just going to beat me up and steal my TV set?" If you use deadly force against a criminal who doesn't have a weapon, who has invaded your home, then you're going to be prosecuted. And that's just wrong.
The new law changes that, but it also goes a step further. It applies that same principle of self-defense to public places. And that worries many people, including police officers.
You know, I understand the intent of the law, but, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And my sense is this is fraught with all sorts of not so good possibilities.
John Timoney is Miami's police chief. Those not so good possibilities, he says, could crop up any time someone feels threatened, which in a big city like Miami might mean several times a day.
You get daily confrontations, whether it's in your car, road rage situations, people giving the finger to one another. And so your better part is be smart and just kind of get away from it. What am I going to do, go mano a mano with some guy who's not all there mentally?
Timoney points out that if one of his officers uses deadly force, there will be an investigation and possibly criminal charges. So why, he wonders, should ordinary citizens be held to a lesser degree of accountability? He also wonders why the Florida law passed so easily with no real opposition from gun control advocates.
I suppose there are lots of us that could have fought harder and more loudly about this.
That's Peter Hamm, spokesman for the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. He acknowledges that, to some extent, the Florida law slipped below their radar, but he says it's much more difficult these days to get the public to care about gun control issues.
There hasn't been as much energy on this issue in the past few years since 9/11 as there was before then, and this is the sort of a step that we're hoping will wake people up and make them pay more attention to what's going on.
And if the NRA has its way, there could be plenty going on. The lobby group has always viewed Florida as a kind of proving ground for its favorite causes. Lobbyist Marion Hammer.
It is model legislation, and we do indeed plan to take this nationwide, state by state, in every state that needs to have their self-defense laws restored to where the law protects the victim and law-abiding citizens rather than criminals.
Gun control advocates vow to fight the NRA every step of the way, or to borrow the gun lobby's own language, to meet force with force. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.